arm's length reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the second hour of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin. Appreciate you joining me. In this hour, we typically devote all four segments to the resource industry, and we are going to definitely do that today. No digression, as I've done sometimes in the past. You know, I have shot a number of videos, and we have had with Eric and David Coffin, who are two real experts when it comes to the mining industry. They have a publication called The Hard Rock Analyst. And of late, we have been talking with Eric and David about a very, very important area play that began last year in Canada and is certainly going to, I think, almost explode during 2011, and that's the area play that's taking place in the Yukon Territory right now. I've got Randy Turner with me. Randy is the president of SilverQuest Resources, one of our sponsor companies. But more importantly than that, Randy has got some real history in the resource industry, and he has decided, because of what's going on in the Yukon Territory, that that his company is going to play a major role there. Now, rather than talk about that, Randy, let's talk initially about what's going on in the Yukon, when it started, and why listeners should take heed of this.
Okay. Good morning, Al. Yes, the exploration in the Yukon actually started back in the late 90s. When companies started looking into the Yukon after several major gold discoveries were made in Alaska. So people basically crossed across the border into Canada and said, let's look for what we would call a Pogo lookalike. Pogo is a big deposit that was discovered by Teck in Alaska. So exploration sort of got underway late 90s, early 2000, but really didn't get focused until 2007 when a company called Underworld started exploring, having acquired claims from Sean Ryan, who was a well-known prospector in the Yukon. And from there, they established quite a considerable land base, did some drilling, and lo and behold, last March, Kinross bought them out for $160 million. And that's what really brought the Yukon, I think, back into the focus. This is an area that the Klondike Gold Rush was back in the late 1800s, and now people are looking for the source of the gold. Where did the plastic gold come from? And as a result of really, I think, the Underworld takeout, every other company, it all of a sudden became an area play. New discoveries have been made, both in silt samples, soil samples of gold and arsenic and bismuth, sort of pathfinders for gold, antimony as well. And all of a sudden, this area has absolutely exploded. Staking has started back in March, April of this year. It's still continuing, actually, up there, even though there's only about 4 hours of daylight. But there is still companies staking, acquiring large land positions. For ourselves, we were up there early. We were in there, actually, in 2009, established a small land position, but have grown it to where we have over 5,000 claims and are one of the largest claim holders within what we call the White Gold District of the Yukon. It abuts up against the Alaska border, and what we're seeing is a trend that goes right from Alaska right through into Canada, into the Yukon, where a number of gold discoveries have been made. And looking forward into 2011, 2012, I would suggest that there will be many other discoveries that will be made. 2010 was a year where a lot of companies put together major land positions, such as ourselves, other companies such as Kaminak, Encore. These companies have all established themselves as predominant landholders within the area, all based on sound geological ideas, technical ideas that have been put together. And so, As a result, you know, this 2011 will be one where there'll be a tremendous amount of ground exploration, from soil sampling, trenching to drilling. So our company actually got in there, established a position, as I said, in 2009, and have grown it to focus really on the western side of the White Gold District. based on what we knew from original sampling that had been done, where there was gold found in the soils, where there was gold found in the creeks. And so the idea here is to go in and look and find the source of this gold. One of the things within this area, though, is it has never been glaciated. So what you're basically seeing at surface, you hope to find at depth or within that property that you've staked. So our ideas is, and other companies, is to go out in 2011, do a lot of soil sampling, and really analyzing for not only gold, but the pathfinders that I said before, the arsenic and the moly and the bismuth and antimony that are associated with it, establish some trends, perhaps do some trenching, and then do some drilling. The challenge up here, though, of course, is there's a five-month window, basically starting sometime in May, going through until Canadian Thanksgiving, but then you got to get out. So a lot of work's going to be carried out by a lot of companies, and there's going to be a lot of dollars spent. It's going to be a very exciting year coming up, and we sort of view this, though, as a 3 to 5 year project for a lot of the companies that are up there. First, you had to establish a land position. Second, get some initial sampling done, and then perhaps trenching and then drilling. So given the time frame that you're up there, I'd suggest that the companies that a person would maybe want to focus in are those that have established a major land package based on sound geological ideas. And at this time right now, Al, there's anywhere between 110 to 150 companies have been reported, have acquired claims up there, some, you know, 2,000 claims, 3,000, 5,000 claims, such as ourselves. So next year is going to be one of the most exciting eras in the Yukon since the 1890 gold rush, when everybody came up from the States and all the big placer gold operations were established.
Randy, I'm curious about one thing in the sense that this is an area, and I know a lot of our listeners have asked me questions about this since David specifically started talking about the area play up there, but their comment was, you know, as you brought out, there is only a five-month window up there. It's that leaves 7 months that companies can't really do very much, and that's the perception that a lot of people have. But I don't really think that's an accurate perception, and the reason that I say that is a lot of work in terms of identifying and then defining assets really isn't done necessarily right at the point of exploration, but it's done in the various labs located throughout North America where the results are, ascertained, for lack of better terms. And that's the type of work I think that a lot of people, you know, don't really stop and consider the importance of it, and they don't stop and consider that, yeah, there might only be a five-month window to work in the area, but when it comes to defining assets, that goes on year-round. Am I correct in that assumption?
Oh, absolutely. And this is why I think, I suggested and I tell everybody that this is a 3 to 5 year program. And, you know, for a lot of people who have patience, this is where the deposits are discovered. Because you do have this 5 month expiration season, but then you do have the ongoing results that come out following it. You're putting together programs for the following year. We're already in the process of analyzing everything that we did this past summer and looking and putting together the budgets for next year, all with the idea that we'll be out in the field around the 1st of May, as other many other companies will be as well.
You know, I have to tell you, this is really, really, I think, going to be the exciting area during 2011 in the mining industry. A lot of very serious money has been made by investors during other area plays that have occurred in the past. And, you know, there's no guarantee that that's going to happen up here. But I'll tell you, Big Al for One is really going to start to take a look at this. Randy Turner, always a pleasure having you on the show. Thank you so much. Big Al's going to be right back.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. December 23rd, 2010. Gold opened this morning at $1381.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1417.29, $708.65 for a half ounce, and $354.32 for a quarter ounce. That's $1417.29, $708.65, or $354.32.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm, warning of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. CBO is drawing a parallel between U.S. economy and the Greek economic meltdown. Debt to GDP climbing to unfamiliar territory and deficits rising to unsupportable levels. Hi, Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risks of deficit spending, aging population, and rising interest rates spells economic disaster. Call today at 800-686-2237. I'll send it free. Again, call 800-686-2237. Ask for the CBO document. Call 800-686-2237.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Are you tired of police, judges, and bureaucrats using traffic tickets and other regulatory traps to trick you out of your hard-earned money? Are you sick of fraudulent bankers rigging mortgages and using the foreclosure process to steal your home? You need to visit bestfreedomtools.com. Act now to get an amazing free catalog and free DVD packed with vital information to give you the upper hand against these so-called authorities. You will learn how to overcome all traffic fines, how to stop judges in their tracks, and how to effectively combat penalty notices of all kinds without paying a penny. All the information you need to regain your health, wealth, and power is yours at bestfreedomtools.com. To get your free catalog and free DVD, call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or visit bestfreedomtools.com now for your free catalog and free DVD. bestfreedomtools.com, giving you the information you need today.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when Extendivite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and five other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendivite.
Extendivite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendivite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. We are in the second hour of the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report, heard on all of these Genesis Network radio stations. I'm going to talk about a company right now called Aurex Minerals. And I have to say, in the interest of full disclosure, a couple of things. Aurex has been a sponsor on our website for gosh, I don't know, the past 7 or 8 months, largely due to my golfing buddy, who happens to be the president of the company, Gary Cope's generosity. But a lot of my friends have invested in OREX over the past 5 or 6 months. And in the interest of full disclosure, I have to say that I have too. Just earlier this week, I bought what for me is a significant amount of stock in this company. So be aware of that, and be aware that the implication of that is that I really like this deal, and anything that I say is highly biased, as my buddy Bob Moriarty of 321 Gold says whenever he invests in a company. But the thing about OREX that I found to be very, very intriguing was they did a reverse split on their stock, 5-for-1, and I have to tell you, in the 30 years that I have been in business, I have never seen a successful reverse split. That's where for every 5 shares of stock you own after the split, you're back to 1 share, okay, in a 5-for-1 split. In the case of OREX, it was highly successful, and investors are actually, they came out money ahead after this reverse. Gary, what's going on? You've got to have some really good things going on that we need to tell listeners about.
We do. We have 3 projects in OREX. The big news, I guess, in the latest one was our acquisition of the Barsele project in northern Sweden.
Mm-hmm.
This was a great deal for OREX shareholders. We ended up getting an asset that we think will be somewhere, when we're finished drilling, in the neighborhood of 1.5 million, 2 million, maybe more, ounces of gold. But not only are the ounces there, they're high quality ounces.
Mm-hmm.
They're right to surface. It's an open pitable target at a very good grade. The old 43-101 that was done in 2006 by the company we purchased it off of came up with 750,000 ounces. We're having another one done, which will be out probably the first week of January. That will be a significant upgrade on that. And then we're going to go to work, and we think there's a lot of opportunity to increase the grade, to increase the ounces, and it's just in a great part of the world that's safe, and as we all know, it's getting harder and harder to find safe places.
Yeah.
With full infrastructure and permitting in place and everything else. So we think we made a tremendous deal. We bought it for about $15 an ounce.
Gary, I got a question for you, and that is, my question stems from the fact that I know very little about gold mining in Sweden. Give us a little bit of background on that, would you?
Well, Sweden's got a long history of mining and gold mining and other commodities. They're very big on iron ore. The company we bought it off of sold us this asset because they were going 100% into iron ore production. They just raised $500 million and putting 3 mines, 2 of them in Sweden and 1 in Finland, I believe, into production.
Mm-hmm.
We're in an area that's very prolific. It's the mining belt in Sweden. I think most of your listeners may know of a company called Boliden. Boliden's had about 25 or 30 mines in this little belt that goes through the middle of the country, the middle of the northern Sweden, across the country. So there is a long history of mining. It's very mining friendly. It's a great place to do business.
It's interesting that we're bringing up the Scandinavian country, well, Sweden, which is certainly a Scandinavian country here. I have gotten a fair amount of comments just in the last couple of days from listeners talking about the Scandinavian countries and how happy the people are there and how their economic actions really seem to be making that area a lot stronger. Any comments on that one?
Yeah, we see that too. And in talking to people that we've dealt with in Europe, they say the two strongest countries in Europe are Germany and Norway.
Yeah.
Surprisingly enough, and Sweden's not far behind. They just seem to do things right there, and they are the friendliest people you've ever met.
Yeah. Well, hopefully we'll be able to go over there on a visit. Okay, let's slip back to OREX's roots, which is in Mexico. What's going on there?
Well, we have 2 projects in Mexico. We have the Kineto project, which was our original project of the three. Kineto is a huge, huge project, very similar to Orco's La Preciosa project, except the size of the system is two or three times bigger. And because it's two or three times bigger, we have felt that it would be prudent to bring in a large miner or a large company who has much deeper pockets than us to come in and do a joint venture deal similar to what we did at Orco with Pan American. We're in the final stages of doing just that, and I think you'll see an announcement out early January.
Okay.
Our second property mm-hmm. is Las Mesas, which is came to us from two gentlemen who won the Prospectors of the Year at the PDAC conference last year, Barry Durning and Bud Hillmeyer, and they are famous in Mexico. They found four or five of the really top mines in Mexico. They were the original prospectors, and they have come to us. Perry's a very good friend of mine. Have come to us with a theory on a piece of ground that needs to be drilled. It's the only way we're going to prove or disprove the theory. But basically, it's a drill program. We're going to sink 2,000 meters into it. If Perry's right, it could be huge, similar to a Penasquito-type target. If we don't hit, we'll drop the property and go on. But we think it's a very, very good shot. It's one of those that, you know, we're going on two guys who we have a lot of respect for their finding of mines, and we're very anxious to see if they're right.
Well, hopefully they are going to be right. You know, I have to say, again, a couple of things. Big Al and Little Kathy are investors in OREX. We're doing that because we know the company. We've been following the company for quite some time right now, and we think it represents a good opportunity. Please don't take this as being investment advice, though, because it's definitely not, okay? I'm not a registered investment advisor, neither is Gary, although he was at one time, if I'm not mistaken, but he isn't anymore. So this is not to be construed as investment advice. You know, there is... The mining industry is a very interesting place to invest. I happen to believe in it, as listeners are aware. I believe in it because I think that the conventional stock market, as I was chatting with Peter Grandich in the first hour of the show, is going to crash and burn sooner rather than later, and I think the resource sector is a very, very, very good place to be. But for gosh sakes, you know, go and talk to your registered investment advisor, for lack of better terms, and get an opinion from them. If you want more information on OREX, all you have to do is click on the banner on our website. I'm going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
There are five things you must do to have great health. Restore an alkaline pH, restore optimum hormone levels, detoxify your body, eliminate infections, and feed your body optimal nutrition. I've seen people with 70% clogged arteries become 100% clear in 12 months. I've seen people lower high blood pressure. I've seen people alleviate depression and all arthritis pain go away in 2 months or less. These and many other benefits await you when you apply the five steps to great health. One superfood that I recommend you try to improve your health is called One World Whey. This new remarkable whey protein powder is transforming the health of its users. Users report improved energy, mood, gains in muscle, and even improved breathing. It may sound too simple that a protein powder can do so much, but One World Whey is specially processed to give it its unique potency. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true. Seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You are listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I am Al Corlin. I'm going to talk right now with my buddy Mickey Fault, a.k.a. the mercenary geologist. Boy, is this guy making a name for himself, to say the least. Mickey, you've got some thoughts about copper. I do, too. I would like to hear yours first. You know, we've seen a big run-up, almost 50% since the 1st of July. The supply-demand fundamentals, in your mind, however, don't support a record copper price. Why is that?
Well, there's a number of reasons, but I will preface this, Al, by saying the short-term copper price has been driven, much as it was in the first half of 2008, by speculators, hedge fund buying, Chinese stockpiling, and hoarding. Mm-hmm. That said, I can give you a number of reasons that in my mind, argue for a long overdue copper correction. The projected world supply deficit, and there is one for the year 2011, but it's only equal to 8 days of current world daily consumption. So that's minuscule. Warehouse inventories, both on the LME and Shanghai, are now equal to 9 days of global consumption. Now, this is down from 11 days in March, but it is still exorbitantly high compared to the 3 to 4 days of inventories we looked at for a five-year period from 2002 to 2007. The list goes on. The Baltic Dry Index, which is a measure of global freight rates, is at a four-month low, and that would suggest that all underlying real commodities demand is weaker. Copper, which was in backwardation, which basically means the current price is higher than future contract prices, is no longer in backwardation as it was for over a month in November and early December. And that indicates lessening current demand. And that makes sense because we are in the season of low consumption for copper. It's a northern hemisphere winter, and most of the industrial development in the world occurs in the northern hemisphere. We are in Western world holidays right now, which I don't know many people are going to go to work much in the next couple of weeks building new buildings or laying electrical lines. Plus, we have the Chinese festival season, which is a very much a low consumptive season, and that comes along the entire month of February. So those are a few reasons, and basically the cure for high prices is high prices. So world record high prices for copper is going to cure some of the demand.
Well, let me ask you this then. In terms of, you kind of extrapolate what you're saying here, Mick, in terms of buying shares in publicly traded companies who are involved in the copper sector, it strikes me that you're probably not very bullish on that right now.
Well, I'm not sure that I would carry that over to copper stocks. You know, there's definitely not a direct one-to-one correlation. I would preface this to say that all junior resource stocks to me are at high levels right now. You know, we're pushing limits in my opinion. So if I was buying copper stocks, I would be trying to buy on weakness. You know, I am a short-term bear on the copper price. I think price correction is long overdue, but I remain a long-term secular bull for copper and all other industrial metals commodities.
Why do you say that?
Basically, China, India, Indonesia, the BRIC countries, Brazil, increased demand. There's no doubt in my mind at this stage that the demand for copper will continue to increase at a historic rate of 4%+ a year. We are not finding enough copper, and increasingly the BRIC countries and other parts of the undeveloped world, the emerging market countries, are demanding electricity, and that's all about copper.
You know, I was thinking about something when you were talking there, and that is, you know, just because the price of copper drops a bit doesn't really mean necessarily that the price of the stocks of, you know, of the publicly traded companies, as I said, involved in that industry are going to necessarily drop. It's you could still have a very, very profitable company if the price of copper is somewhat north of $4 or if the price of copper is 3.25. I mean, we've done pretty well on copper stocks when copper was as low as 2.75 or $3. So I guess the fact that the price of copper is going, you know, by your prediction, is going to go down a bit, really, really shouldn't have much bearing on the companies in that sector.
Well, I really don't think so. I'll make a bold statement here, and I'll say if you're producing copper right now and you cannot make a nice profit at $3 copper, then you do not belong in the copper business. You want to go out in either the junior resource sector, even if you're going to go play the big boys like Freeport. You want to find companies that are in the lowest quartile of operating costs, because those are the best companies. Those are the ones that will survive if the copper price goes in the toilet. And I am in no way saying that's going to happen. I just think the price is overbought. It's driven by speculation, as all commodities markets are speculative markets, and it's overdue for a correction. And whether that's 10% or 30%, who knows? I did the same thing about this time last year. I predicted a correction of copper price, and in early January, and sure enough, by the end of January, we had a 20% correction in copper price. It's as much a seasonal thing as anything.
Nick, for listeners who are interested in investing in companies in the copper area, what parts of the world, in terms of where these companies' operations are, what parts of the world are you the most comfortable in?
Well, I will accept some geopolitical risk in the copper sector, but I go where the copper is. So Chile is a good place. I was just got back from, spent 12 days in Chile last couple of weeks. I am very bullish on the copper producing prospects in the Southwest U.S. again, in Arizona and New Mexico, because I think with new exploration techniques, we're going to see major big porphyry copper discoveries in those old districts in, say, the next 5 to 10 years. Some very good companies, junior companies operating with major partners using the prospect generator model. And then, of course, Indonesia with copper-gold porphyries that are very robust economically, but there's some geopolitical risk there. And then if you really want to get into geopolitical risk, there will be major copper-gold discoveries made, and I think have already been made and are being explored right now in the country of Haiti.
Oh, yeah. Well, you've had some experience down there. That's a very tenuous situation down there right now, and we have talked about that a couple of times on the show in the past. What junior copper companies do you like right now?
Well, I follow the prospect generators pretty much in the copper space, so I am a shareholder, and Eurasian Minerals is a sponsor of my website. They are the aforementioned company along with Newmont with a discovery in Haiti. I am also a shareholder of Millrock Resources, another prospect generator that operates with gold projects in Alaska and very robust copper gold projects in Arizona. Their partners there include the Brazilian integrated metal giant Vale. So those are a couple of ideas that I can throw out right off the top of my head.
Okay, I want to give Mickey 20 seconds to tell folks how they can get to his website. Mick, Mercenary
Geologist. Well, I run a website. I am the Mercenary Geologist, and my website is called mercenarygeologist.com. You can go there. It's all free. It's sponsor-based, free to subscribers, and you can read my musings, my newsletter, listen to me talk to Al Corlin on the radio, and
among others.
And also I'm increasingly involved with television.
There you have it. Okay, Big Al's going to be right back.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
What if you could enjoy a refreshing cigarette without worrying about your health? Great news! Now you can enjoy everything you love about a cigarette without everything you hate. It's called the VaporMate e-cig, and it's made by Smokeaway, so you know it's good. VaporMate utilizes patented microelectronic technology that mixes rich tobacco flavor with harmless water vapor. It tastes like a cigarette, smokes like a cigarette, and best of all, it calms you down like a cigarette should. And if you call in the next 30 minutes, we'll give you your VaporMate e-cig kit valued at $129 free. No more secondhand smoke, smelly clothes, hacking and coughing. Just the great flavor and calming sensation of a real cigarette you can smoke anywhere. Claim your VaporMate when you get your tobacco flavored filters free. A $129 value, yours free. Imagine the money you'll save each month. But you must call now.
Call 800-540-7570. That's 800-540-7570. Again, 1-800-540-7570.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Are you tired of police, judges, and bureaucrats using traffic tickets and other regulatory traps to trick you out of your hard-earned money? Are you sick of fraudulent bankers rigging mortgages and using the foreclosure process to steal your home? You need to visit bestfreedomtools.com. Act now to get an amazing free catalog and free DVD packed with vital information to give you the upper hand against these so-called authorities. You will learn how to overcome all traffic fines, how to stop judges in their tracks, and how to effectively combat penalty notices of all kinds without paying a penny. All the information you need to regain your health, wealth, and power is yours at bestfreedomtools.com. To get your free catalog and free DVD, call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or visit bestfreedomtools.com now for your free catalog and free DVD. bestfreedomtools.com, giving you the information you need today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, here to wrap up the show with my friend Roger Wiegand. Roger, as you all know, is a regular contributor on our radio program, and he's also a daily contributor on our website. You know, Roger and I really started something on the website. It's really interesting. We've had an ongoing dialogue with a number of the listeners on some issues dealing with how the U.S. should be governed, number one, and then number two, economic aspects about living in the United States. And four gentlemen in particular, hope I don't leave anybody out here, but a gentleman by the name of Herb, and then we've got Carl and Chuck and Ron, all have weighed in on this thing, and we've ended up with, I don't know, over 50 comments on a number of issues. And Roger and I want to share our opinions with you, and also some food for thought for you as to how you think about these things. Herb, in the fourth comment that came back on December 21st regarding government's role, said, and here I'm quoting, "In my view, government's role should be to level the playing field between the haves and have-nots." I think that perhaps maybe in some environments that may not be necessarily a bad idea, but I feel very strongly that haves and have-nots are at their particular positions because of their own efforts. Now, I have to say that there are some people who have to be helped. You know, my wife has a severely retarded brother who has to be helped, you know, and the family and the state, etc., all chip in to help him out. Kathy and I help out people and have been helping out people for as long as we've been married, both with our money and our time in terms of volunteering for various organizations. I think that that's a very, very important thing to do. But to say that the government has to level the playing field, I don't know. Roger, I can't agree with that. What about you?
No, I disagree with that. I think that one good example we saw just this week, there's going to be a reorientation of the voting map in the United States. Due to the election, some states are going to lose some seats in Congress. Others are going to gain them. I did see a key number this week that said, was relative to the same article, they were saying that the states who had no income tax, or in other words, who were more free generally, like Texas, had a massive increase in population and in wealth.
And by the same token, it was like 38 to 19 on a percentage basis. Those that were more intrusive in taking money with taxes and putting additional burdens on their citizens, they only grew to the standpoint of like 19%.
Yeah,
so that was one good example right there. It's very fresh. That just came out this week.
Yeah. You know, Herb went on, and again, I'm not being disparaging. I'm sure he's a very, very interesting, bright individual. But he went on responding to a woman by the name of Marlena, where he says, and I'm quoting here directly to a comment that she makes, he says, quote, many emerging countries are finally getting out from the economic domination of the U.S. Most of the South and Central America have had their economies export oriented to the huge benefit of the U.S. until recently. This was often enforced by the U.S. installing right-wing governments or activity, adding right-wing factions in those countries. Consider Chile under Pinochet, Argentina, etc. Oh, and then he goes on and he says, again, this is a direct quote, read the book Confessions of an Economic Hitman by John Perkins for details. Well, I read Confessions of an Economic Hitman. I believe you did too, because I think I gave it to you, Raj. John Perkins was on our program. I am convinced that John Perkins has an ulterior motive in his actions, and I think the ulterior motive is that he is now pushing, an organization that he is, you know, the head of. And, you know, ulterior motives are fine, but to routinely run down the United States, I don't find that to be particularly patriotic. The comment about consider Chile under Pinochet, real interesting story here. I was in Santiago, oh gosh, back in about 2005, I guess it was, for the first time, and I was standing on a hill, basically being the site of the former presidential palace, and I was chatting with the tour guide, and the tour guide, who was a German immigrant, was saying, look at the skyline. And I said, yeah, it's pretty impressive. It's a pretty big city. And he said, well, that wasn't there 15 years ago. It's grown tremendously. And I said, well, what do you attribute that growth to? And he said, Pinochet. He said, I have to tell you, the guy was, you know, you can say what you want about him from a social standpoint, but from an economic standpoint, he realized the importance of capitalism to Chile. He realized the importance of the relationships that Chile had to maintain between itself and its trading partners. And he said, without that realization, all the progress that you're seeing, all the innovation that you're seeing in Santiago and throughout Chile wouldn't be there. Comments?
Well, I agree with that. The problem here, I think the argument on both sides of the fence is that some of these countries were rapidly dragged into the 20th century by dictators, some of them by socialists. The most recent one that I can think of is the example in China. I mean, that's a command and control economy run by the Chinese Communist Central Party. However, the growth that China has experienced is based upon two things, a massive population and the import of capitalism.
Mm-hmm.
And without this capitalism and the import of the corporations bringing in the things that they do for production and manufacturing and so on, none of these things would occur. So, you know, I can understand arguments both ways. However, the capitalism model has really proved to be the best one. And another step in that direction, you can look at what's happening now with the socialist problems in Europe. I mean, these countries are in deep trouble. They're dropping one after another. There's maybe a handful that are doing okay, but generally the American path has proven to be the correct one.
You know, we're in some trouble right now, and I would have to say that a lot of people might argue with that statement. I think that the American path, theoretically, is absolutely 100%. Capitalism, free enterprise, etc., you know, the right of the individual, I think is definitely the way to go. I'm not so sure that that's where we are right now, unfortunately. You know, another fellow weighed in on this, a fellow by the name of Carl, who his comment, I think, was kind of interesting. He says, I am definitely for a free banking system with 100% reserve requirements, a system and a currency anchored to gold. Boy, I don't know about 100% reserve reserve requirement system. It's having, you know, being an ex-bank director, I'm going to tell you that 100% reserve requirement for the banking system, I don't think, quite frankly, is practical. What do you think about that one?
No, that's impractical. There's got to be some leverage, but the fractional reserve system in the United States right now is just it's mind-boggling ridiculous is what it is.
Yeah.
And also the idea that the central government in the United States, Treasury and the Federal Reserve, which is really private, has put these banks back into from an insolvent situation back into liquidity with the taxpayers' money. That we think that's totally unfair, and we're against that. While the tragedy of the downfall of some of these big banks over the last 3 to 5 years because of all the bad loan practice would have been a shocker.
Yeah.
I think that for the longer pull, smaller banks, the community banks, the middle-sized banks that didn't engage in those nefarious practices probably would have picked things up and we would have marched forward.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the problem is, of course, all the power lies in the Federal Reserve and the big bankers and the Congress. And that's the reason we're in the mess we're in right now. We're not through capitalism in its best light, in its best format. It's been terribly abused. That's the problem.
Yeah, no, that is 100% the problem. And this is something, you know, that I think started back in the early 1960s with the advent of it's all about me society, I guess, is the best way to put it. You know, one thing that I feel really strongly about is when you talk about cheap imports, et cetera, you know, the lack of exports the United States is experiencing, et cetera. You know, I have to say that I blame that to a very large extent on the labor unions. You know, there's nothing wrong with good wages. Good wages makes a lot of sense. But when you've got the automobile industry that's absolutely crippled by the United Auto Workers, to me, that's not a good idea. When you have clothing that, because of union stipulations, workers are making so darn much money, you can buy the same articles of clothing for significantly less money if it's imported. I think that's a major, major problem in terms of the export situation. Roger, final word, buddy.
I agree with your comment on the union. Back in the early 1900s, there were abuses and problems, and the workers were put upon, and that was really the birth of the unions in the 30s and the problems. But it's evolved into something that's beyond pale, so to speak. It's just it follows along with what you're saying, that they pushed the capitalistic system to the point where manufacturing in the United States has been gutted and pushed offshore where it can be done more cheaply. There's got to be some balance.
There you have it. Hey, listen, you guys, keep those comments coming. We're going to be back next week.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.